This morning, currently, it is 60 degrees. And our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. No injuries were reported yesterday evening after an SUV that was fleeing from a Sonoma County sheriff's deputy crashed and burst into flames. It knocked over a gas pump at a Shell station at Hearn and Corby. And this occurred about 6:30 last evening. Everybody inside the vehicle were able to get out and appeared to be unharmed. The flames did not reach the gas pump, so it could have been a lot worse. The Petaluma Police Department plans to hold a DUI checkpoint tonight at an undisclosed location to check for drivers' proper licensing and signs of drug or alcohol impairment. It's going to begin between 6 o'clock and end till about 2 a.m. The location, they say, will be chosen with safety considerations for officers and the public. This will be the first Petaluma DUI checkpoint of the year. And the Sonoma County Homeless Coalition, a quasi-government body that's charged with allocating government funding to address and reduce homelessness, has been given an extra $2 million to distribute this year. The money eases a funding crunch that the coalition has been facing as it prepares to make awards to nonprofit providers of homelessness services. It had originally received less funding than it did last year because the census found the number of people living homeless in Sonoma County had declined from 2022. And famous actor Beau Bridges will make an appearance at the 27th annual Sonoma International Film Festival that starts Wednesday. Dozens of films from around the world. It is 8:02. Let's check in with CHP Officer Olivia Mirop for a look at the roads.
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking pretty good for your morning drive-in. We have no new incidents to report. There is a slight slowdown northbound US 101 from Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa. And then eastbound State Route 12 from US 101 to Farmers Lane, there's a slowdown there as well. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
M-Face, M-Cella, M-Fem 360, and M-Sculpt Neo. At Artemedica, we've got the Empire. March is Empire Month. Save up to 50% on treatments this month. M-Face treats the forehead, cheeks, jawline, and chin for fewer facial wrinkles and more facial lift without needles or downtime. M-Cella is a breakthrough treatment for incontinence. This unique technology supports those suffering from incontinence with a completely non-invasive option. Simply sit on a chair and let the machine do the work. Regain your confidence with MFEM 360, the non-invasive vaginal rejuvenation treatment to increase moisture, tighten internal tissue, increase blood flow, improve external tissue quality, and increase bladder control. MSculpt Neo is the first non-invasive device designed to eliminate fat cells and build muscle. Experience the Empire at Artemedica and save big all month long. Call 707-577-8292 to schedule your complimentary M-Face, M-Cella, MFEM 360, or MSculpt Neo consultation.
Hello, Santa Rosa. It's Cupid. You know the pudgy little baby with wings? Flies around with a bow and heart-shaped arrows? Yeah, that guy. Anyway, since most of my work dries up after Valentine's Day, I decided to take on a side hustle. That's right, I'm now the official spokesbaby for Splash Express Car Wash. They're those fancy new car washes on West College Avenue near Dutton and Santa Rosa Avenue, just south of Highway 12. With all the latest bells and whistles, Splash Express has everything you need to keep your car looking beautiful inside and out. And I'm not just saying that because I'm their spokesbaby. Cupid's got a sweet van that he keeps extra clean thanks to Splash Express. They have a few different unlimited wash packages. And right now, the first month of any package is just $9.99. Endless love for $9.99? Yes, please.
Find out more about the Splash Express monthly car wash packages at splashexpress.com.
From the KZST Community Calendar, the Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Leadership is looking for volunteers for the Sonoma County Human Race. It is Star Wars Day, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you in Santa Rosa. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, Warriors and Lakers tomorrow at 5:30. Warriors are looking for a grind, an uphill grind, to make it to the playoffs. State-ranked Cardinal Newman baseball team made some uncharacteristic mistakes early yesterday. They were upended 3-2 on their home turf by Berkeley. And your forecast, we have a wind advisory this morning until 11. Sunshine, windy and warmer this afternoon. Mid-70s, in fact, high in Santa Rosa at 76 degrees. Tonight, clear and breezy, 40s and 50s. And tomorrow, sunny and warm with 70s and a lot less windy. finally, this half hour, some good news. If you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, how about heading to downtown Santa Rosa? It's the St. Patty's Day Run, Walk, and Festival. It's a timed 5K run and walk that starts at 10, and a free little leprechaun loop has been added this year at 9:30 for the little ones. Race participants can celebrate at the finish line with a complimentary root beer or green beer if you're 21 or older. Everyone is invited to the free festival featuring Irish dancers, music, games, and activities, and a costume contest. Spots are limited, so make sure you register at raceroster.com. And finally, Sue Hall in Sonoma County. You're up to date from the KZST newsroom.
KZST's Debbie Abrams. Of course she talks to herself. Sometimes she needs expert advice.
County's KZST. It is Friday, so Heather Irwin in the studio talking food and the local restaurant scene. Good morning.
Good morning, Debbie.
You are a writer with the Press Democrat.
That is correct.
Bite Club Eats.
Yes, all of those things. I work at Sonoma Magazine, and I like to be the lady around town who just eats a lot.
And you get paid for it.
And I do get paid for it, and that's a really nice thing.
Awesome, awesome. So
I mean, not well, but...
Well, you get to eat for a living. You are full of green beer. You are so full of green beer. Okay, so speaking of green beer... I understand you have some places that we can celebrate.
Yeah. We should talk St. Patty's hot spots.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
So there's a whole bunch of places that you can go to get your luck of the Irish on, including Murphy's Irish Pub in Sonoma. That's a really good one.
Oh, yeah.
McNair's in Petaluma. I know that they're going to be having a fun Irish coffee drink, I believe, which will be awesome. And I love McNair's. Rio Nido Roadhouse. Salt and Stone in Kenwood. That's a fun place.
Love that restaurant.
It's a great place. It's supposed to be nice this weekend. It's a really fun place to be outside. And one I wanted to mention that's very close to my heart, Goose and Fern in Railroad Square. It's stumbling distance from my house.
Is it?
Yeah. It is. And it's run by a wonderful couple. And I know they're going to be doing a lot of fun stuff for St. Patrick's Day this weekend. So, and then, of course, the parade in Healdsburg.
Yes.
That's always crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's a 5K in Old Courthouse Square with Irish dancers and a little leprechaun loop.
Oh, gotta love that. So, God, Healdsburg really loves their parades, don't they?
They really do.
I think they have one for every holiday. Every holiday.
Should.
I think they do. I think they do.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are some of the things that you can do on St. Patrick's Day, which is Sunday the 17th. Don't forget to wear your green or you get pinched.
Or forget to wear your green if you want to get pinched.
Oh.
You know, people kind of swing that way, too.
You know, it's a special day for us redheads.
It is?
Yeah. So I've decided that redheads don't have to wear green because we already look Irish. So we get out of that.
Oh.
Yeah, we can do whatever. But I look very good in green, I will say.
You do? Okay, yeah. So you'll be wearing green.
I probably will if I remember.
If you remember. Well,
see.
Yeah. When someone pinches you, you'll know you forgot.
Yes,
so
exactly.
A couple other quick things. I understand that you did the Farmhouse Inn.
Yes.
Special menu.
Yes, their tasting menu is pretty spectacular. So, you know, Farmhouse Inn for so long, I mean, they had a great chef. They had a Michelin star. It was terrific. He retired a couple years ago. They've gone through some transitions, and they have a new chef, Craig Wilmer, who is one of the most talented chefs in Sonoma County. And I know you did it as well.
I did it about, I don't know, maybe a month ago.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Insane.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's up there. It's a very special occasion kind of thing. You know, it's not for every day. But the things he does with food are magical.
Absolutely.
One of the things I love the most is that, like, there was a little tartlet, and it was made from seaweed from Japan, and it was, like, you know, uni, and, like, all these different things put together. It was magical.
And this is Farmhouse Inn restaurant in Forestville.
Yes.
Forestville. So that's the good. That's the good. And then, Heather, there's a bad coming, too. So I understand you tried the new raspberry
spice Coke.
Spicy Coca-Cola.
Yes.
And what did you think?
It was disgusting. It was so gross. So I'm all about Dune. I don't know if you're a Dune fan, but I'm about ready to go see Dune. And they have the Spice Planet. So I got the Spice Coke. And it was disgusting.
Really
hated
bad.
It. Don't get it.
So too spicy or not spicy enough?
It doesn't have any spice. It was just sweet and odd.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Well,
boo. Thumbs
okay.
down.
Bad.
Thumbs down.
So Farmhouse Inn, yay!
Yeah.
Spicy raspberry Coke? No. I got my head out this song. So let me show it. You are exactly what I want. Kinda cool and kinda not. Wanna give myself to you. Yeah, we're driving down the freeway at night. I only got one thing in the back of my mind. I'm feeling like this might be my time to shine with you. Multnomah County's KZST. Time to check traffic right now with CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Roanert Park studio. Good Friday morning. How are those roadways?
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking pretty good. We have no new incidents to report. Traffic is picking up Todd Road, northbound US 101 from Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa. You're going to see some slowdowns there. And then eastbound State Route 12 from US 101 to Farmers Lane, traffic is heavy in that area. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirap on KZST.
It is 8:20. It is 61 windy degrees. Lots of sunshine. I'm Debbie Abrams, and this is KZST.
This week at Grocery Outlet, you won't need the luck of the Irish to find amazing deals at the end of the rainbow. Stop by for Reuben's or O'Donnell's point-cut corned beef brisket, just $3.99 a pound. That's a savings of up to $2 a pound versus traditional grocery stores. Also, get hopping on helping the Easter Bunny. We've got all your Easter basket essentials, including a fun selection of toys for $5.99 or less. Only at your neighborhood grocery outlet.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
This is Larry Flynn, owner of The Floor Store. This month marks our 38th anniversary as a family-owned business in the Bay Area. We're celebrating the best way we know how with our biggest sale ever. From now till March 18th, everything in every store will be 30% off. That's everything. Carpet, hardwood, tile, waterproof flooring, even quartz countertops. It's the Floor Store's 38th anniversary celebration, and you're invited. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, Bay Area Flooring Authority.
The YMCA is just a starting line where the true self blooms only when we find our purpose. What makes us tick below the surface? Why is the before work hustle and the after school home? A section of my block? A corner to call my own? With my why, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Sonoma County Family YMCA. Join today at scfymca.org.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Heather Irwin in the studio for Foodie Friday. Good morning, oh queen of cuisine.
Oh, good morning. We're going to be talking about some fun stuff next.
Okay. So you brought in what?
I brought in the jelly beans that you were talking about a couple weeks ago, the brunch jelly beans. Yes. The Brock's brunch, Easter brunch jelly beans.
Easter brunch.
Yes.
Okay.
And so here are the flavors. They have blueberry maple pancake, berry smoothie, caramel cold brew, glazed chocolate donut, cinnamon roll, and of course, best of all,
mimosa.
Yes.
Okay, I'm trying that one right now because I can't hold off anymore. Oh my God.
That one's really good, right? That's my favorite one.
It actually tastes like a mimosa.
Right? It's not super, it's not like boozy or anything. Mm-mm. It's like very kind of orangey, but it's, I love the color. It's got this like iridescent sheen to it.
Oh, it's so good.
Those are fun. And by the way, if you want these, and they still have them, I did get them at Target. But yeah, so try some other ones. The other one I really liked was the cinnamon roll. Really cinnamony.
That's what I started with. That was good too.
I thought the chocolate glazed donut was gross.
Let me try that one.
I don't like fake chocolate flavor.
It tastes artificial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not a real donut.
No, the berry smoothie is pretty good. And
what's the blue one?
That's the blueberry maple pancake.
Let me try that one. Ugh. I don't like. No. See, I don't like blueberry pancakes.
No. I think that like some of those fake like baked goods tastes are just kind of off. Mm. But
okay.
But yeah, so I brought those for you.
Oh my God!
And hopefully you can enjoy them. I'm going to leave them here with you because.
So
yeah,
these are the Easter brunch jelly beans flavors. Okay,
yeah, they're from Brock's.
I mean, mimosa was the best.
Mimosa was by far, I think, the best. I just picked out all the mimosa ones and threw the rest away.
Is that what you did? You did, didn't you?
Well, here's what I did, actually. I picked out all the mimosa ones, and then I put the bag away. But then when I was, like, noshy, I would pick out the blueberry ones because I like those next. Yeah, so I just went through the whole bag. The last one was the chocolate glazed donuts, which I was, ugh.
Yeah, I don't like that one. But if you want these Easter brunch jelly beans, Target. Jelly beans.
I got them at Target. You know, they might be running low, but you know what else? I got a Target.
What else?
The pickle jelly beans that I brought in for you today, too. Pickle flavored jelly beans.
Okay, I'm going to try it right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Whoa. That is pickly. I like it. I mean, you really do need to like pickles.
If you love pickles and like a lot of garlic in your jelly bean, you're going to be very happy with these.
But, oh, my God. Wait, what are those called? What are they actually called? What's on the bag?
Let me look here. Oh, they're actually from Claussen, the pickle people.
It is actually from the Claussen Pickle Company?
It is from Claussen Pickle Flavored Jelly Beans. Again, I got these at Target in the Easter section. There are some fun things in the Easter section this year. So, yeah. I mean, they're probably getting a little picked over now. But, yes, pickle flavored jelly beans if you have a pickle fan at home.
I mean, I think they're good. But, Heather, what was your reaction?
My reaction was I wanted it out of my mouth as soon as humanly possible. I made a beeline over to the trash can.
Yes, you did.
You know, 8 o'clock in the morning and a big garlicky flavor in my mouth is not fun.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So thumbs up for the pickle jelly beans for me, but Heather,
yes,
not so much.
Thumbs down.
Okay.
Thumbs down.
Okay, so one more bit here. Let's see. How about, tell us about the new French bistro in Petaluma.
In Petaluma. I love this one. So this one. Wonderful chef. His name is Nick Ronan. He is going to be opening Brigitte Bistro in Petaluma. He actually has some serious chops. He comes from San Francisco. He's had some really interesting restaurants there. He moved up to Petaluma and found the new love of his life and found the new love of his life in a bistro up there. And he's going to be doing some great French food. He's going to be doing a brunch. His onion soup, from what I understand, is fantastic.
Ooh.
And just... He he's a sweet guy and he's a hugger. So he loves like to give everyone a big hug when they come in and show them French hospitality. He's going to have some great wines, but he's completely redone. It's the old Three Cooks space, which if you live in Petaluma, you probably know. Completely gutted it, made it all brand new. And I'm really, really excited.
And when's that coming?
Probably late March. He's hoping to do March 28th, but you know how that kind of stuff goes. They have to get everything, all the, you know, T's crossed and I's dotted. So, so stay tuned for that. I will have much more news on that. Maybe we can get him in when it opens.
Let's do it.
Bistro.
And what's it called?
It's going to be called Brigitte Bistro, named after his mama.
Oh, yes. Mama. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to go grab some of these pickled jelly beans because I actually like them. Come on. And the mimosa jelly beans?
Okay, you can have those too. I'll pick those out for you.